I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. My commentary is proudly supported by Charles Moster Law Firm. In the coming weeks, both here on 89.1 FM and on our website, kttz.org, I'll be revisiting movies from my childhood. Not just any films from my youth, however. We will stray away from the safe bets like E.T. and the Aristocats and dive into more unique films. This week, we take a look back at Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
J7.
Hit. A hit. You have sunk my battleship.
That's Bill and Ted playing battleship with the Grim Reaper. Bogus Journey was the follow-up to 1989's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the latter of which was a light-hearted buddy comedy that followed two goofy California surfer dudes as they tried to create the greatest music video of all time for their band, the Wild Stallions. But first, they had to pass history class. There was a lot of charm in Excellent Adventure, but Bogus Journey decides to throw that all away and just go nuts. The film begins with the main characters dying and having to take a trip through purgatory and the underworld to get back home and take their lives back. Think Dante's Inferno meets Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and you might be scratching the surface of what Bogus Journey is reaching for. What makes the film so interesting is that the producers could have played it safe and delivered the exact same thing as the original film. Think Hangover 2. But instead, they decide to take a chance and make an original and inspired vision that is still somewhat haunting today. They also pay homage to Ingmar Bergman's The Seventh Seal, which must mean they are above their own material, as the audience for a film like Bogus Journey is probably hardly familiar with the Swedish filmmaker. For more on this series, visit kttz.org. And don't forget to tune in to 24 Frames on KTTZ-TV every Thursday at 8 p.m. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunter.